at the Glenwood Ram girls relays last night. It was Glenwood winning the team title with 173.5 points. Harlan had 117 points for second. Creston third with 92. Clarinda, Thomas Jefferson round out the top five with Abraham Lincoln, Lewis Central, Logan Magnolia, Atlantic, and the Glenwood JV, the rest of the 10. First place finishes include Jade Ramoses of Clarinda in the 100, Mercedes Hart of Abe Lincoln in the 200, Elise Willits of Thomas Jefferson in the 400, Claire Jones of Abe Lincoln won the 800, Lewis Central's Kai Madsen took both the 1,500 and 3,000 meters, Miranda Ruth of Glenwood won the 100 hurdles, Molly Dean of Glenwood took the 400 hurdle event. Also in relays, Clarinda took the 4x1, Harlan won the 4x200, Creston won the 4x4 and 4x8. Glenwood's shuttle hurdle relay team a winner. Harlan took the sprint medley title and Creston the distance medley crown. In the field events, J.C. Embry of Glenwood won the shot put, Linnea Confirst of Glenwood the discus, Michaela Evers of Harlan the long jump, and Molly Dean of Glenwood the champ in the high jump. Also in girls track, the Tri-Center Girls Invitational last night saw Denison win the team title with 81 points, Trainer with 69, the runner-up, Griswold third with 67, Underwood and Missouri Valley the top five, with Fremont Mills, St. Albert, Tri-Center, Nottoway Valley, Charter Oak Youth the next five, followed by AHSTW, Carroll, Bowyer Valley, West Harrison, and Woodbine. First place finishes include Megan Ellerbeck of Denison winning both the 100 and the 200. Emma Bonnet of Underwood, the champ in the 400. Rebecca Topham of Griswold wins the 800. Alex Flippin of Griswold won both the 1,500 and 3,000 meters. Laura Hempel of Trainer took the 100 hurdles. J.C. Schumann of AHSTW wins the 400 hurdles. Denison won both the 4x100 and 4x200 relays. Underwood's teams took the 4x4 and 4x8. Fremont Mills won the shuttle hurdle relay. St. Albert the sprint medley. Denison the distance medley. In the field events, Bianca Earlbeck of Carroll took the shot put title. Katie Klein of Bowyer Valley won the discus. Madison Paulson of Trainer the long jump. And Laura Hempel of Trainer took the high jump title. At the Creston Panther boys relays last night, it was Harlan winning the team title with 113 points. Clarinda with 90 points, the runner-up. Atlantic was third with 78. Mount Air was 76, placing fourth. Earlham was fifth, followed by Shenandoah, Red Oak, Creston, and Adair Casey. First place finishes in that meet last night include Emmett Wheatley of Adair Casey in the 100 meters, Caleb Rasmussen of Harlan in the 200, Jacob Carlson of Clarinda in the 400, Jay Wolf of Creston won the 800 title, Joe Blake of Shenandoah was the champ in the 1600, Logan Lorette of Red Oak won the 3200 meters, Brian Vanderheiden of Earlham the 110 hurdles, Grant Statz of Mount Air won the 400 hurdles. Harlan swept the 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, and 4x800-meter relays last night. Clarinda took the shuttle hurdle relay, Shenandoah the distance medley. Joe Ricker of Mount Air won both the shot and discus titles. Joey Harkins of Earlham the long jump, and Alec Hayes of Atlantic was the champ in the high jump in that meet last night. Also in high school sports around the area, in girls golf, it was Atlantic defeating Lewis Central 180-196. Aaron Olson of Atlantic was the medalist with a 40. Brooke Newell of Atlantic runner-up with a 42. Bowyer Valley outscored Exira EHK and Glidden Ralston. BV a 221, Exira EHK a 253, Glidden Ralston 296. Jessica Wood of Exira EHK was medalist with a 51. IKM Manning won a meet over Missouri Valley, shooting a 240. Mo Valley didn't have a team score. Sierra Ford of Mo Valley had the low round of 48. In boys golf last night, it was Denison topping Atlantic by 10 strokes, 152 to 162. Parker Eller of Denison was the medalist with a 38. Ben Reno of Atlantic was runner-up, also shooting 38. Clarinda beat Griswold 154 to 168. Benton Beifelt of Harlan or of Clarinda was the medalist with a 35. Bowyer Valley was a winner in a triangular, shooting a 180. Exira EHK a 187. Glidden Ralston a 190. Kyle Barrett of BV was the medalist with a 42. IKM Manning defeated Missouri Valley 173 to 183 in boys golf. Zach Dreyer of IKM Manning with a 38 was the medalist. Also in girls tennis last night, it was Kemper Catholic over Atlantic 8-1. Denison beat Bishop Elon Catholic 7-2. Shenandoah 8-1 over Abe Lincoln. Red Oak swept Southwest Valley 9-0. Glenwood swept all nine matches from Sioux City West, and Harlan a 9-0 winner over Audubon. In boys tennis, it was Atlantic over Kemper Catholic 5-4. Harlan beat Audubon 6-3. Abe Lincoln 9-0 over Shenandoah. Red Oak beat Southwest Valley 8-1, and Thomas Jefferson over St. Albert 5-4. In girls soccer, Glenwood over Harlan 10-0. Denison 1-0 over Creston. Boys soccer, it was Creston 2-1 over Denison. Major League Baseball yesterday, John Lackey threw seven scoreless innings, and Matt Carpenter doubled twice, helping the St. Louis Cardinals to a 4-0 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers. Lackey gave up five hits, struck out eight, and walked only one. He allowed a pair of two-run homers in six innings in his most recent start, and he faced the Brewers for just the fourth time in his career. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia came up short to Washington 5-2. The Mets over Miami 7-5. Arizona beat San Francisco in 12 innings 7-6. In the American League, Kenny Vargas and Kurt Suzuki each hit a two-run homer, powering the Minnesota Twins past the Kansas City Royals 8-5 Thursday for their first series win this season. Tommy Malone picked up his second straight victory for the Twins, recovering from a rough start to log 5 1/3 innings. Lorenzo Cain had the Royals in front with a two-run shot in the first inning, but starter Jason Vargas was shelled, giving up 10 hits and a walk. He failed to get out of the fourth inning and left with a 5-3 deficit. Also in the AL, it was Tampa Bay over Toronto by a score of 4-2. The Chicago Cubs already own a share of first place in the National League Central. Now comes word that their top prospect will be promoted today. Multiple outlets say that third baseman Chris Bryant will be called up before today's game against the San Diego Padres, clearing the way for his much-anticipated Major League debut. The Cubs wouldn't confirm the move, but Bryant wrote on Twitter that his dream is coming true and that he's so excited for the journey. Bryant hit .425 with 9 homers and 15 RBIs in just 40 at-bats this spring training. By waiting until today, the Cubs ensure that Bryant isn't eligible for free agency until after the 2021 season. In football news, a former Florida State student has filed a lawsuit against Jameis Winston, accusing the NFL prospect of sexually assaulting her in 2012. A lawyer for Erica Kinsman said in a statement that there are consequences for Winston's behavior, and since others have refused to hold him accountable, our client will. Winston was not charged in 2013 and was cleared by the university following a two-day student conduct hearing. Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson has been cleared to return to the NFL after missing most of last season while facing child abuse charges in Texas. Commissioner Roger Goodell sent a letter of reinstatement to Peterson and told him he'd have to continue attending counseling while adhering to the league's new personal conduct policy to avoid further discipline. Peterson's agent has said the star running back wants to play elsewhere next season, but the Vikings say they have no plans to trade him. And in the NHL playoffs last night, the road team's done pretty well through the first 2 days of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Thursday's wins by Minnesota and Detroit gave the visitors a 5-3 record. However, the New York Rangers held serve at Madison Square Garden as first period goals by Derek Brassard and Ryan McDonough were enough offense in a 2-1 win over Pittsburgh. The Penguins stay in New York for Game 2 Saturday. Anaheim also opened with a home win as Corey Perry delivered 2 goals and 2 assists in the Ducks' 4-2 comeback win over Winnipeg. The Ducks will look to go up 2-0 Saturday against the Jets. The Red Wings opened with a road win despite being badly outshot in a 3-2 decision over Tampa Bay. The Lightning will host Game 2 against Detroit on Saturday. And the Wild opened with a strong performance in St. Louis as Jason Pominville scored an empty netter and assisted on the eventual game winner, leading a 4-2 win over the Blues. Minnesota will stay in St. Louis for game two in that series on Saturday. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.